chapter 10, verse 5. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Verse 6. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. Verse 7. As you go, preach this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Verse 8. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Verse 9. Do not take along any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Verse 10. Take no bag for the journey, or extra tunic, or sandals or a staff. For the worker is worth his keep. Verse 11. Whatever town or village you enter, search for some worthy person there and stay at his house until you leave. Verse 12. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. Verse 13. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. Verse 14. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. Verse 15. I tell you the truth, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. Verse 16. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Verse 17. Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues. Verse 18. On my account you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. Verse 19. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time you will be given what to say. Verse 20. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Verse 21. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Verse 22. All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Verse 23. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. I tell you the truth, you will not finish going through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Verse 24. A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. Verse 25. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? Verse 26. So do not be afraid of them. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. Verse 27. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Verse 28. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. Verse 30. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Verse 31. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Verse 32. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. Verse 33. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Verse 34. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Verse 35. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Verse 36. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Verse 37. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Verse 38. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Verse 39. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Verse 40. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Verse 41. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. Verse 42. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward.